Our guest in the cafe this morning is Hunt County AgriLife Extension agent Sarah Latham.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Well, hot weather is here now, no secret.
It is. It's, you know, you walk outside one day and all of a sudden it's hard to breathe and the humidity doesn't help anything.
Boy, that's the truth. And you've been giving some thought to that and heat stroke, but not just heat stroke, but just in general, just ways to handle the hot weather, better.
Keep yourself safe and be just aware of yourself and those that are you're around. You know, one of the things as we jump into these really hot days, you're not used to that high temperature. You're either used to being inside or used to the cooler weather. So you want to acclimate yourself slowly. You don't just want to jump out on a 100-degree day and start giving it 100%. You want to slowly get out 20% the first day and slowly move it up so that your body can get adjusted to that heat. You want to make sure that you're drinking enough water, and you don't want to just take a big, huge guzzle once or twice a day. You want to make sure that you're drinking slow sips all throughout the day so that your body has time to absorb that water so that you don't become dehydrated.
Mm-hmm. You know what I remember when I was a child and I would be at my grandmother's house, my grandmother, my grandfather, and he would be out working in the garden or whatever, and he would want to come in and drink ice water. Mm-hmm. And she would always tell him, don't drink that ice water, going to give you a heart attack or whatever it was. But is there something to that you shouldn't take down a lot of ice water when you're hot and maybe drink just water from the tap? Or
honestly, of the stuff that I've come across as I was looking through this, I didn't come across anything that said no ice water. So I don't think there's a whole lot to it.
Yeah.
Because one of the things that they do recommend you do is if you do start getting into those more severe symptoms, is to put some cold rags on you so that you cool your body down.
Right.
You want to cool your body temperature down, cool your blood temperature down so that you're out of that danger zone.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's been a long time ago now.
Right.
And things, we do progress in our ideas about what's good and what's not good and safe and what's not safe.
And, you know, there's nothing better than nice ice cold water when you're out hot.
I'm all for it. So there's a progression of physical stages that
sure.
you go through.
Yeah, they start out there. Start out with just when you get into it, start having a heat rash, then you move up to heat cramps, then heat exhaustion, and heat stroke. And of course, heat stroke, you always definitely want to call 911 immediately if you start showing the symptoms of heat stroke. But heat rash, you know, just cool yourself off. If you start having the little red bumps, just cool yourself off. The cramps, if you start having muscle cramps, that's the first sign that you're becoming dehydrated. So you want to make sure that you get in, cool yourself off, and get some liquids in you, either some water or something with a electrolyte in it to replenish what you've lost through sweating. Heat exhaustion, once you start getting a headache and nausea and you start sweating really rapidly, you need to get in pretty fast and get yourself cooled off. Get something to drink. And if you're not able to hold those liquids down, if you start feeling nauseous and those come back up, then someone needs to call 911 so that you don't progress even further. Because once you've gotten into that heat exhaustion phase, you can easily go on into the next phase, which is a heat stroke. And that's where you get into a really scary and you really need to get medical attention quickly. You know, heat stroke is a very serious symptom, and it can lead to death if you're not careful with it.
Mm-hmm.
You have rapid heart rate, elevated body temperature, you're confused, and oftentimes you're not sweating anymore. So you're extremely hot, but yet you're not able to cool yourself off through that sweating process. And so that's, you know, you just want to be aware of those as you're working out there this summer and as those are around you that are working out there. You know, and on campus, a lot of times the kids aren't used to being out on campus in these hot summer months, or they're not from here. And it gets kind of dangerous.
We're talking with Sarah Latham. Sarah's Hunt County AgriLife Extension agent. There's another thing that you sent me, and this is a very nice little graph or chart, and this would be good to put up on the wall, wouldn't it?
Yes,
for a lot of people.
Employers, yes.
But suggest set up a buddy system. So, you know, if you're working, be sure that hopefully you're working with someone, you can keep an eye on each other.
Right, and that's a really good way. You know, they don't even have to be constantly actually checking on you, but if you're working with someone, they'll start noticing these changes. If you start, you know, acting abnormal and not like yourself, then there's someone there to notice it, and so you're not just out there by yourself.
Watch out for the other guy also as well. And then another thing in here that's the appropriate clothing.
Yeah, and that's really important. You know, wearing light clothes, things that are reflective, things that kind of breathe for you, they help you keep cool and let the air circulate.
You know, I don't know why, but I see people, and especially on campus, younger people wearing sweatshirts and heavy clothes in this weather. I have no idea what that's about.
Yeah, and I don't know how they do it. I just don't know how they do it.
Do you see that too?
I do.
I have noticed that lately, and I don't know what that's about.
Of course, you know, some of these buildings on campus,
well, that's right,
really cold. And but then I'd have the sweatshirt off as soon as I walk outside.
That's a great point, because you may need a sweater or something with the air conditioning. I hadn't thought about that, so that probably has to do it. But yeah, you know, you want to have something else under that so you don't have to walk around in that.
Right. because that really would elevate your temperature quickly.
Yeah, it says about a cup every 15 to 20 minutes, cup of water every 15 to 20 minutes.
And you want to make sure that you're drinking that slowly. You don't want to drink a really large glass if you're getting further on in. You want to drink that slowly so that your body has time to absorb it.
I think that's what my grandmother was on about with the ice water.
Right.
Hey, thank you for this. It's well-timed and much appreciated.
Thank you.
So Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent, thank you for having a cup of coffee with us again. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.